Promise 54. In a certain town there was a judge, who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, "Grant me justice against my adversary." For some time he refused. But finally he said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me." And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" Luke 18:1-8. Or I'll put it to you this way. In a certain heaven, there was a judge who was God and who cared overwhelmingly for his people. At a particular point in time, that very God, the so-called judge, had in fact made his way to come and visit and walk among his people. He was sent into the world not to condemn the world, but to save the world through the gift of his very own life. His Father judges no one, but had entrusted all judgment to him, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. And very truly, he told us that whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. So I guess so much for thinking of him only as a judge. But let's get back to where we were. And there was a person upon the earth who kept coming to him with the prayer, "Please take care of me in this or that regard." For no time did he refuse this request. He kept blessing and providing and bringing peace to this or that situation the person had brought to him. And then he revealed himself more fully to that person, saying, "Even though I'm not sure you totally understand me, and I certainly see how you care what people think, yet because I am entirely good, goodness being my innate essence, after all, I will continue to answer your prayers, provide for you, care for you in every day of your earthly life. But even more importantly, as you trust me more, I will reveal myself to you more. Come, come, keep coming, I say. The more you're in my presence, the more of me you'll get." And this Lord also said, "Listen to what the just judge says. For does not my Father bring about justice and peace and righteousness and joy and hope for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep listening to them and drawing them closer? Of course he will. I tell you, he is always seeing that they get justice and peace and righteousness and joy and hope, and quickly. Yet I must ask the question, when the Son of Man comes again, will he find faith on the earth?" My friends, when you consider this promise, this parable, and my sort of extrapolation upon it, from the angle of the already accomplished eternal work of Jesus, doesn't it make your heart beat just a little bit faster? On the day of his original speaking, Jesus used the unjust judge as a counterpoint to the justice of God. Today, I have taken us a little further into the overall equation. For not only is he just and good and inviting us ever closer, inviting our prayers of any and all kinds of metrics or measure, he wants us. He wants our prayer to be not the plaintive cries of the persistent widow, unsure of the unjust judge's response. He wants our unflappable confidence. He desires to hear from men, women, and children who enjoy his presence, who want more of him, who, by proximity, desire intimacy born of experience, acceptance, and duration in nearness. That's what he wants in your prayer life. What do you want in your prayer life? Do you desire to see this or that need or concern or provision taken care of right now, directly? Or with that, do you desire to talk to a one you intimately trust, intimately know, and along with all that, to, I'll call it, onboard more of him? Do you want to know that you're always heard, always provided for, always taken care of, and yet are you actually then just wanting to get back to your own life? Or being heard, being provided for, always taken care of, do you also want to experience his life overtaking and taking over your life? In fact, are you familiar with the way whereby, quote, when the Son of Man comes, he will find faith on the earth on that day? Do you know the means and manner of creating a faithful atmosphere upon the earth, of working to found, establish, and build his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven? Do you know the building blocks that build the church to be faithful, prayerful, trusting, and true for the eventual return of Jesus, the King of the kingdom? You are the building block. You are the means and the manner. You are the place where Jesus looking, faith may be found on the earth during this particular day we call today. So, what are you looking for in prayer? For answers or intimacy? For transactions or glory? Let his promise draw your heart just a little higher today.